We had some opportunities early, you know, to put the game away. I think we had the ball three times inside the five-yard line, and we weren't able to get touchdowns, field goals, and obviously San Francisco did a fine job keeping us out, and they should get a lot of credit, but obviously very disappointing that we weren't able to put it away early. Well, I mean, any time you wind up short, obviously it's tough, but that's, you know, that's part of the game. Well, if he wasn't well, we wouldn't have put him in. Doctors felt like he was ready to go in. That's why he went in that direction. No. I mean, any time that they call for a challenge, regardless if it's even what they're challenging, if they see something on that play that they felt was right or wrong, then they would go in the direction that they saw in the replay. So what I thought had happened, and it was hard to tell, that he picked it up after the whistle was blown. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. Obviously, we didn't get the call. Did not know.
When you see all your timeouts disappear in the third quarter like that, is that just a young quarterback worrying about clock management?
Yeah, I don't blame it on the quarterback. I blame it, blame it on me. You know, you've got to get in there a little bit quicker. And, you know, we had a few different types of formations, a few different variations that or directions we could go. So, you know, that's a coaching error, not a player's error. Yeah, I thought, you know, at the end of the game, made some big plays, and I thought they stepped up and got a good pass rush when they needed to, and we just couldn't get it done when we needed to get it done.
What did you see from Alex Smith in the overtime period? You know, the young quarterback, he's had big ups and downs.
I'm going to take my hat off to him. You know, they found a way to win. They didn't have anything at stake. They're playing for pride and came in here and, you know, did the things they had to do to win, and starts with the quarterback. I thought he did a good job. Well, you know, we knew Al wasn't feeling very good, and we had him dressed, but I didn't feel very good about playing him, you know, for obvious reasons. But, you know, hey, you got to give them credit. You know, anytime you got a running back that averages 5.5 yards per season, you know you've got your work cut out for you, and obviously very talented, did a good job. You are what you are. You know, as you know, I said this all along. You know, we lost some close games, and you know, you got to find a way to put some of those games away. And there's going to be one team that's happy at the end of the season, and what we got to do is, you know, regroup and do what we need to do in the off season. Presented with the same opportunity, we can take advantage of it. But we're a good football team. We're a little ways away right now, but hopefully we can get to next year. Oh no. No, I felt very good about that decision, and you know, obviously things didn't turn out the way you'd like it, but I think we got a guy that's going to be very special. I think we got a guy that played very good today, obviously made the one mistake, but you know, that's part of growing up. A lot of quarterbacks are going to make mistakes, and that's part of the game. I'm not exactly sure what happened. I know the timing was a little bit off, and I'm not sure why. You know, I was looking at the secondary, wasn't looking at Jake on the play. Saw a little stutter by Javon. I thought the ball was going to get there a little bit early. I didn't really see what happened. I just said, hey, you know, that's very disappointing. I had an opportunity to, you know, get to the playoffs and then take advantage of it. And, you know, you got to play your best football, you know, this time of year. And we didn't play our best football today. And it only takes one bad day, regardless of where you're at, and you know, you're out very quickly. Yeah, I thought we did. I thought we came out, you know, with a lot of intensity, the way we played in the first half defensively and offensively we had things going. We just didn't take advantage of those opportunities inside the 5-yard line, inside the 10. Chance to have 21 points and you you'll wind up with, nine. That's not going to win games sometimes, and obviously it came back to haunt us today.
What do you want to say, Mike, today on defense that maybe you guys didn't say? They were bringing corners and safeties on blitz
Well, they're very, that's part of their blitz package, corner blitzes and a third down, 50%, blitzing package. They're very sound in what they do, and they did what they've been doing most of the year. Most good defenses do try to keep you off balance, and where it came down, we were any time I think you're 2-for-10 or 2-for-11 in third downs, it comes back to haunt you. Yeah, I couldn't see what happened there. I could not see, and I got to look at the replay and before I really can comment, but obviously that fumble didn't come at a good time. Pardon me? Well, I've said that a number of times, that I can't think of a guy that could bring more to a football team. You take a look at his interceptions and you take a look at his tackles. I'm not sure if anybody in the history of the game ever had those numbers.
Like, I know it's early, obviously the season just ended, but starting tomorrow, you'll begin preparations for next season. Is there any one, two, three things you've already started to think about in your mind that you guys have got to do to improve upon what you did this year?
Well, what I would do, obviously, this is not the time to talk about that. What we're going to do is come back Tuesday and the players will check out between 7 and 10, and, I'll get a chance to talk to a number of them, and obviously there's a number of things we got to do, and we'll do everything we can to, get back to the level that we're capable of playing, and hopefully we will in a short time. Yeah, anytime you have that, it was a fake blitz, and a lot of time with a fake blitz, and you can put somebody underneath that route, but unfortunately, it didn't get done. But yeah, those are the ones you second guess yourself all off season.
Like you said this week, that you hope that Kansas City won going into this game. Can you go over your reasoning for that again? And still, you light up the way it played out.
Well, you want to play your best football this time of year. If you played like we did today, we wouldn't go very far in the playoffs. And if we played like we did the last couple of weeks, we'd have a chance to do something special. I think he was knocked out. I think so. He said he had a concussion at that time. I'm not sure how bad it was. Pardon me? Milking the clock? No, I mean, the clock had nothing to do with it. They had plenty of time. It was trying to get first downs. No, I really didn't. Hoping we'd have an opportunity to get the ball back and move down the field and win the football game. And I thought if I went for two, it'd been pretty desperate with our defense, the way they were playing. I thought they were playing pretty good, and I thought we could slow them down. I don't deal with ifs, We got a lot of things to do with Jake Plummer before it's over with, and I don't like to deal with hypothetical situations. He could very well be with us, and we'll let time take care of itself.